All right, continuing on now on a Friday. Good to have you here. Elijah Cummings in the news a lot these days because he was, you know, targeted by the president and called out for his district in Baltimore being rat-infested. Of course, apparently infested now is a racial term. You can't say that. The truth of the matter is you can't criticize a black member of Congress or a black person for much of anything. If you're a white person, that's out of bounds, illegal, won't happen. But we're going to let it happen right here now. Joining me, Mike Dougherty, CEO of LabMD, that was, you know, crushed by a scam and then the government doing little or nothing to help out Mike Dougherty. He's continued to win in court, and he's on the program with us again. Mike, welcome back.
Good morning, sir.
Through your journey, I'll call it, your journey through the bowels of D.C., which is really where you've been, you've encountered a lot of different politicians because you've reached out to people and say, hey, can you help me here? Because a scam was run on you and your company by a company alleging that you had a breach of data, which was not true. They then, in turn, turned you into the government in kind of a vile little move to teach you a lesson, I guess. And you fought back every step of the way, and you've had the ability to meet all of these politicians along the way and get some help or no help at all. Is that fairly accurate?
Yeah, no, that's accurate, although I never ask a politician for help because that's the fastest way to get them to run away from you with their hair on fire and their and their legislative director to block you and go, hi, how are you? Thank you for coming today. Have a nice day. Where would you like to send your check? So I always position, because I've been in sales since I graduated from the University of Michigan, and knowing that you have to put things in their self-interest. And this situation happened to me was really political red meat for some people because I caught an administrative agency corrupt, ignorant, damaging, and this feeds into people that have, you know, an anti-swamp narrative, and we don't have enough real stories about it. So so people that live on the swamp narrative, feed off the swamp narrative, exist off the swamp narrative, those are the people like Elijah Cummings who want to defeat me. Now, the situation is the issue. So House Oversight started an investigation. Daryl Issa was the head at the time. Cummings was the minority lead. Those positions have now flipped because, of course, the Democrats run the House. However, what we did is we had a whistleblower come in seeking criminal immunity so he could instruct and educate the entire committee on how they were lied to in prior hearings and how there were national security risks going on, how this company was working with the FBI, lying about what they were doing, using FBI tools for extortion. And we needed four Democrats to give a two-thirds majority to a vote to give this person criminal immunity so he could educate the committee. And what did Elijah Cummings do?
Killed
it. How'd he kill it? And this is where I learned about how they play the game. See, they're cowards when they murder because there's no fingerprints. So here comes his attorney, who's the lead attorney for the committee, who just left her recent position of working for Lois Lerner at the IRS. And the way they kill it, and they can lie through half-truths, is he never let anybody see the evidence of what was going on. Therefore, they couldn't vote. And therefore, they also couldn't lie and say, you know, I haven't seen it. They really haven't seen it. So you see how the trickery goes on and on, and you watch this strangulation and throttling of a story to try to expose the government screwing up and violating our national security. Now, Elijah Cummings is going to do anything he can to protect the narrative that the government's good so he can have a job.
That's the goal, then, to immunize the government, to keep them at arm's length, to keep the government out of any trouble, even though it's the government that's, you know, neck deep in it. That's what you're telling me. It's a scam to protect the government.
Right. And so then what was really funny was we had hearings, and I testified. So I'm testifying on the Hill in front of the entire House Oversight Committee, and isn't that impressive? So my mom comes in from Michigan, and she's sitting right behind me. And in the opening, Elijah Cummings starts swinging at me and reading out of my book how I called the Federal Trade Commission a bunch of terrorists. Which I didn't know I wrote, because when you write a book, you don't remember everything you say, right? And then I went back after, and I was like, oh, my gosh, I did call them terrorists. Well, they are, because what they terrorists are people that politically motivate you through fear, and that's what the Federal Trade Commission does. It motivates everyone through political fear. It doesn't have due process in courts. Everyone rolls before you get there. And so my mother after goes, you know, Elijah Cummings wasn't very nice to you. And I said,
thanks,
well, Mom.
Yeah,
anytime
thanks,
that idiot is talking bad, it's kind of a feather in your cap.
So then let's be honest. You had that little Grinch curled up little smile on the corner of your face for the last few days as you saw Elijah Cummings going back and forth with the president. You enjoyed that interaction.
Oh, my gosh. You kidding me? I've got it on reruns. I mean, I just read the tweet every 3 seconds. But here's the thing. It's true. He completely nailed him. And here's the other thing. Everybody knows it. Everybody knows Elijah Cummings' deal and Maxine Waters' deal. I mean, come on. And so they just stand there with this, once again, fake moral outrage. And no one but Trump is going to pull someone out like that.
That's
which
right.
Which is why they want anyone but Trump, and that's why they're losing their minds.
That's right, because Trump is doing what we have dreamed of Republicans doing for 25 years, and that's saying, wait a second, look at what's going on here. And you've got to, we're going to play this Elijah Cummings bite here. We played it yesterday. We'll play it again after the break. Of Elijah Cummings saying that Baltimore is drug-infested with people wandering around like zombies. That was 20 years ago. And what has he done to change it? Nothing. It's not gotten better. In fact, many would argue it's gotten significantly worse with the opioid crisis and the zombies walking around the streets of Baltimore. The destitution, the desolation is still just as bad as it's always been. 20 years. What has he done? Zero.
And a constituency that's so desperate and confused and exploited, they think they're going to have someone on their side just because he's the same race. And that is the problem. They're exploited. A politician is a politician.
And here's the real question. I mean, for me, no question, but billions, literally billions and billions and billions of dollars dumped into Baltimore and a lot of other inner cities. Donald Trump, when he was a candidate for president, said, you know what, we should declare a national emergency for the inner cities of America. He should do that. He should go back and consider that because it's not unique onto Baltimore. Baltimore's worse than most, but it's not unique. I'll give you the last word, Michael.
Well, I'm from Detroit, and so you're just wondering when the light bulb is going to go off that it's your ethical duty, and you have to hold people accountable by voting them out, and you can't vote someone into office just because they look like you. You can't assume they're going to not exploit you. That human species does bad stuff when they get power, folks, and so we have to keep them accountable, and you don't do your job if you don't, so... I mean, it's you got to raise hell, and it's not a short-term game.
There you go. And you've been in for the long game. Mike Doherty, good to have you. As always, the devil inside the Beltway. You can read what Elijah Cummings read and go, he did say that. Anyhow, he's not a nice man when it comes to these politicians. He says it like it is. Mike Doherty, always a pleasure.
All right, good talking to you. Thanks.
Right, have a good Friday. There it is, 41 after. Quick break. We'll be right back. It's the Steve Gerber Show.
DTE wants to help your business build Michigan's future. Whether your business is large, small, or in between, a DTE expert will help you find ways to improve energy efficiency and add incentives through our many programs. Programs that can help you save money. Money you can use to create jobs and invest in the future. You see, DTE wants you to be successful. Because when your business thrives, Michigan does too. DTE. At DTE, our business is making sure you have reliable, affordable natural gas to keep your business running. So we constantly upgrade and monitor our system 24/7, 365. We also buy natural gas in the summer when prices are low and store it for winter. Because at DTE, part of our business is to keep your business costs affordable all year long. Learn more at dteenergy.com. DTE.
Confessions of a Potentially Perfect Parent, brought to you by AdoptUsKids.org.
I might look like an adult, like
a person who could possibly be a parent, but I have no idea how to talk like one. And everyone knows that if you want to be a parent, you have to sound good when you say things like, "Don't make me turn this car around," or "Because I said so," or "Don't make me come back there." I don't even really know what those things mean, but I know that I actually believed my parents when they said them to me. How did they manage to sound so convincing? Here we go. "Don't make me come back there." Ugh, no, that's not tough enough at all. Kids can sense weakness. "Don't make me come back there." Ooh, yeah, that's better. In fact, that kind of sounded like my dad. Weird.
You don't have to be perfect to be a perfect parent. There are thousands of teens in foster care who would love to listen to you practice your dad voice. Call 1-888-200-4005 or visit AdoptUsKids.org for more information. This message brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt Us Kids, and the Ad Council.